This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, sir, and welcome to our Memorial Day Monday edition. It's another 1 hour show, but it's excitement coming up right after us this evening. Game seven. Don't we all dream of game seven of anything? NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. But tonight, your Miami Heat will have an opportunity to go to the finals against Denver. Obviously, when we last met, I believe they were 3-0. And now we're all tied up at 3-3, so we're going to have that full coverage for you, long extended pregame coming up around 7 o'clock, so just stick with us all evening long. So we start out with a little high school sports and a little recruiting. As I said, 1 hour this evening, about 6:40 or so, we'll talk to Coach Todd Fitzgerald, head baseball coach at Parkland's Douglas High School, two-time defending national champions. They've won 51 in a row, and they just captured another state title. We'll talk to Coach Fitzgerald at about 6:40. At 6:25, Coach Alan Held, longtime football wrestling coach, is calling it quits this year. Over four decades, he ends up at Cypress Bay and has been at South Broward, his alma mater, in Houndsville. We'll talk to Coach Held as well. But we open up this evening with a good friend and a longtime friend who's kind of cornered the market over the years in kicking and special teams with his one-on-one kicking, which is moving to Miami. They'll be having a grand opening, a one-day kicking workshop this Saturday. We welcome into the program Coach Mike McCabe. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I'm glad to see you guys moving back into Florida a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. Talk to you again, my friend. It's been a long time.
This is a great venture. I mean, you know, I've been to your one-on-one kicking and, you know, camps and showcases, but you're now moving into Miami, and you have a grand opening. Your coach, Yahia Ali, will be heading up the Miami division. Talk about that and what's going on this Saturday, because I know there's a lot of kids out there that listen who probably didn't know much about it, but you're giving them a couple of days advantage to maybe sign up and get ready for it.
No question. It's as a company, you know, if we find somebody's got talent, you know, it's our job to, you know, make them to help try to change their life to, you know, get that type of film that we need, the special teams coordinators need. You know, because not only does the player rely on it to get recruited, but, you know, that coach needs to keep his job. So he's got to have a good player that's going to be able to fill that position. You know, so we opened the division in Miami. We have one in Tampa. And, you know, the division in Miami, we expect to do great things when it comes to coaching and training these athletes to, you know, give them a better opportunity to be recruited, be seen, and be able to do a rolling film, workout film, and show what they have. So a lot of the workout film that we do as a company is live, snap, and hold. We got to show the real thing. Sticks, it's Top Golf kicking.
And you've done this for a while. I mean, and you've worked with top-rated high school, top-rated college, and NFL and professional kickers. So obviously, coming to an event like this, You're getting years and years of experience at all levels, proven, you know, to be beneficial to specialists for years to come. Talk about that, and let's talk a little bit also about Coach Ali.
Well, actually, you know, the markets, you know, changed in the sense of, you know, now how consistent can a player really be, you know, on the field from kickoffs to directional kickoffs to your field goals, especially your punts. You know, to be a great directional punter, you know, for us to have somebody that does that very well is kind of the Willy Wonka ticket, you know, to college, because it's really hard to find a player that's consistently putting in numbers, you know, to the boundary. And we have such a great staff nationwide, you know, from Colorado with Coach Thompson to Coach Brian Egan, our national director of kicking in Texas, and many of the locations. Coach Yahia played at FAMU, was a very good player, you know, has opportunities to, you know, try out in the pros. And, you know, so he went to open a division, you know, while he's still training, and has his own real estate company now. So, but yeah, he's a great coach. I'm there to come help as well, you know, at the grand opening, and see what kind of talent that is there. You know, I see a lot of film and everything else, but it's so much different when you're in person that you can, you know, get your hands on that athlete and to make him do things that he's not, you know, used to doing, you know, to perform at a higher level.
Yeah. No doubt.
So, yeah, Coach Mike is very, very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good to hear, because obviously, like you said, he's going to be heading this event moving forward as well. And, you know, having you there, and I know what you've put in and how many specialists have come through your tutelage throughout the years. And I've watched you work. I've been to your events before. Talk about this, because of the fact that we know, you know as well, and you know, me trying to promote, you know, kickers, punters, long snappers, because obviously they're the last men on the totem pole, but oftentimes the most important. Talk about the benefits of coming, you know, to a one-day workshop like this. I mean, because, you know, as you said, I mean, go ahead.
It's, you know, the market's changed too. Everyone's worried about, you know, I'm a five star. There's no such thing. You and I know that. It's four stars and that's it. So, yeah. You know, I'm waiting for them to add to a six star. and what really matters, you know, for any college when it comes to recruiting is live footage. You know, so if you have really good high school film, fantastic. That's huge. Especially your academics, if you have, you know, really good grades. You know, that's going to help you as well, especially in FCS if you have to split up a scholarship. But, you know, it also comes down to the mere fact of developing as a player, you know, having running film that you can send this coach that's live, you know, fast forward it to each page, you know, when you're punting, you know, and make sure you have a snapper. Don't toss it. Yeah. And I've learned a lot over the years from, you know, when you would come out and we have this massive combine in Miami, and there's 700 kids that are out there. So, and finding the right talent to place these players, you know, at these universities, we'd actually get on the phone and call them all, you know, to help recruit for the kids. And I kind of got away from that, went into the training aspect, as a company, because, you know, that's really where it's at. If a player is going to hit that level or become an elite player to make it to the National Football League, which we have quite a few players in the NFL that we train, you know, we've been blessed. But yeah, I mean, that's what it takes is to, you know, be the best at what you can be, you know, and train like you're in a game. Yeah. And that's what these coaches are looking for. They don't care about star rankings. You know, it's great to go compete. You know, I recommend Kohl's is a good company that does a great job on their combines. You know, we're coming out with the elite index rating system that we use, the TrackMan. And that's from Shane Graham and Simon from TrackMan, that, you know, they got together with, you know, some of the NFL special teams coaches and college coaches of, you know, of what parameters they're looking for and needing, you know, in a kicker. And that's what we do we changed the analytics within that system of that TrackMan. So, you know, you're going to have your game on.
We won't have that
TrackMan there in Miami, but, you know, we have a big event in Dallas that's, you know, we're doing, you know, a index scoring, you know, for these players that want to come and get recruited. So it's big. I use it for the pros, and it really works, you know, really to see where you're grouping your field goals, especially your punts and directional punting. You know, where are they placing and landing on NFL field compared to college field? You know, so technology wise, you know, we're pretty far advanced, especially breaking down film as well.
No doubt. Coach Mike McCabe joins us, one-on-one kicking. They have their inaugural event down here for kicking and training here in Miami, and that's coming up on Saturday, grand opening. It's a one-day kicking workshop from 9 to 12. It'll be down at 7900 Southwest 40th Street. It sounds like Bird Road around that area. Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's a nice field that's there, and you know, I even have enough time, you know, the next day that if somebody wants to work some more, let's do it. So,
yeah.
You know, it's well worth, you know, the money that you're going to spend to, you know, if you're doing, there's a 6'5" punter that's there now that is, you know, from Russia that I think went to high school there, and he, you know, ended up getting a scholarship. I think he's going to FAMU possibly.
Right. Nice.
You know, but it's, you know, Yahia is doing a really good job there in Miami and training these players. And, you know, I want to go see what they have. And, you know, because we have schools that are looking. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the important thing is about helping that player change his life.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Coach, before we let you go, talk about the Australian connection all of a sudden. There's 27 punters from Australia who are playing in the United States, and the University of Miami had one last year and has another one this year. Talk about that and how that all came about.
Well, you know, it's interesting in the market when you are dealing with something that's much older, bigger, stronger. I mean, he's already got the weight that he needs because in punting, you know, you're going to use a lot of your body weight when you strike the ball to place it where you want. You know, and there's been some, you know, a couple good Australians, especially linear punters, which means, you know, a directional guy that can, you know, turn the ball over and place it where they need to. You know, that's the most important thing for the Australians to really, you know, to hone in on when it comes to punting, especially if they want to get to the NFL market. So it's changed the market enough that, you know, these younger players in high school have to work harder, have to have the right coaches that can train them to, you know, punt at a 4.6 or 4.7 level consistently. And usually some of the kids buy in and they're hitting the weight room, and some are kind of 50-50 and some not at all. You know, so a lot of that has to weigh into, you know, the factor of, am I going to be able to play and go up against, an older player? You know, so in there's some schools these players don't work out at, you know, that leaves an opening for another U.S. player to go in. You know, has it, you know, hurt the market for, you know, all divisions? Not really. You know, you got Division II, you got FCS. So I think it's great. You know, I'm working with an Australian now. We have players that play rugby in London that we've had over four or five or six that signed in the past week. Nice. One to South Alabama as a punter. But he's a great directional guy. I mean, I can send you film. He's hitting 4.8s, 4.9s, numbers in. 2 yards out of bounds is our market zone that we hit. You know, so it's really just comes down to, you know, even within their market of them coming in the United States, it does cause a lot more money for the school, you know, to have that international
player. Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah.
You know, compared to a U.S. player, but, you know.
If it helps them win games, you know, what the heck, right?
Yeah, if it's working for that team, then that's what they're going to keep going, yeah. You know, is recruiting those players.
I agree.
It's just kind of the way, and then you have the transfer portal. then you have players coming out of there, you know, so
a lot of avenues,
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, kids think, well, I'm not going to get recruited. I can't. Well, we've had a lot of players go FCS, and, you know, the punter from Montana, now he's punting for Nebraska. So, you know, yeah, things can change. I mean, a great example is the fourth rounder, Jordan Stout, was at Virginia Tech, went in the portal. You know, within 24 hours, he had four offers. So he's at Penn State. He's drafted in the fourth round.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all kinds of avenues for players to play and get their brand out there, you know, regardless if players are going from London or Australia or what country it
wherever
may be.
Yeah.
You know, to play.
Yeah. No, I agree. Coach, let everybody know.
There's a lot of good companies out there, you know, that do instruction as well. So, you know, we're not only just, you know, the top in the industry, but in turn, there's a lot of good coaches out there that do a lot of great things for their kids. So,
yeah, no doubt. Let everybody know how they can get involved this Saturday. And also, you had talked about Sunday, maybe, some instruction as well. Let them know how they get involved and how they can contact and, you know, make a good weekend out of this.
Yeah, it's going to be an instructional camp, on that day. But I'm also going to look at talent and see what they have when it comes to, you know, recruiting-wise to get them into school. But actually just go to oneononekickingcamps.com, that's with an S, and then you just go to the Miami Division location, and you'd be able to register right there for the event. All our social media tags as well. You have our information that if somebody reaches out, you know, you'd forward to them as well. So there's a lot of avenues for them to register, you know, for this event. We've reached out to many of the players, on social media about the event, because I got schools looking, and when I run out of kids, you got to find more.
Yeah. No, I
that
agree.
The ability
I agree.
That I want to play, you know, at an FBS, FCS level. It's good to find a kid that really wants to work and improve. So, and puts in the work to do it.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll get everybody, we'll put it out on our social media so everybody can see it as well. And good luck with it, and let us hear from you more often.
Oh, yes, sir. I we look forward to it. And we're going to invite you to one of our other events that will open down there as well and have you out there and see if we can grab some of those pros down there to Miami instead of coming to Birmingham. So,
good stuff.
You know, you have 15 to 20 of them coming out and working on, you know, game situational, you know, for themselves to get ready for the NFL. That'll be a lot of fun. So it'll be good reporting for you and good for the kids, you know, because they'll be able to learn from them as well.
All right, man. Hey,
yes,
thanks
sir.
So much. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks so much for taking time
to
join us. And best of luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And God bless.
Good stuff. Mike McCabe, one-on-one kicking event this week. We'll have it up on our social media so you can take part in that as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little wrestling and football as Coach Alan Held will join us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.